All right, we're not in the hot tub tonight. We are riding to the coast, but figured you guys would probably want to hear this regardless. So, without further ado, two guys in a Ford Edge.
Similar to a hot tub.
It's essentially
it's a mobile hot box. I mean, hot tub.
Yeah, that's true. So, I guess the big issue we wanted to start with today was gun control. And, I mean, Rick, what are your feelings about gun control?
I'm for gun control.
What does that even mean?
I think there needs to be regulations on guns in our country. Let me preface this and say that I'm a very avid hunter and enjoy...
He didn't say good hunter.
Avid. And enjoy hunting and have a pistol, have a rifle, have a shotgun, all of the above. But I think that the process is flawed in how easy it is to get a weapon, especially an assault rifle. And that affects the amount of mass shootings we have in our country.
I wouldn't disagree with that. My big thing is, like, criminals do illegal things. That's what makes them a criminal. So, I don't know that gun control laws are going to help with the criminals doing the crime. We might get cut down on, like, the assault rifles. But I'd say the biggest thing that I think would make a huge change would be the parents that have these guns. Like, if they're teaching their kids safety, if they're locking everything up, and I think that's where you can gain the most ground the quickest. Like, I don't know that you're going to be able to change the minds of all these criminals, but...
Well, but I mean, if we're talking about just criminals in general, like, I mean, if someone's going to break into my house, they're going to break into my house. That's, like, being a criminal. Should I just leave my door unlocked?
I mean, it'll probably help, but I'm saying, like, I mean, the criminal does not care if it's illegal to have an assault rifle, but you do, as the homeowner. So you're basically the better person so far, and you have a pistol, and you'll probably lose that battle.
But if there's a reason to, like...
That was a sparkling water, by the way.
I'm just saying, if it is so easy to get assault rifles, which it is extremely easy to get any type of assault rifle, any pistol, semi-automatic weapons, whatever you want to get, it is extremely easy. I mean, the state I was just living in, I walked into a store and I bought a pistol within 30 minutes of being in the store. And the background check took all of 30 seconds.
But, okay, I mean,
the paperwork is what took more than anything. So, like, if someone is not listed as a criminal, but yet they've never got caught before, and then you give them the ability to go buy a bunch of assault rifles, then I'm just saying...
Okay, so...
Why do we need assault rifles? That would be the bigger question.
But you're not going to eradicate assault rifles. That's
but
impossible.
But,
so, what can you do to make a difference?
So, you can eradicate assault
you
rifles. You can eventually eradicate assault rifles.
But I think...
If you quit the sale of assault rifles
well,
in the United States, except to the military.
What you do in that case is you make them more valuable. And then you make it where all these criminals have them.
Yeah, but like you said earlier, criminals are going to get them regardless. We're talking about limiting them to people that have psychological issues.
But see, that's where the parents come into play for me. Is that would be first and foremost is these kids that are in these ages where, you know, they're unstable or they're going through stuff. Those guns need to be locked away.
Agreed.
That is like the biggest thing I think that we can do immediately to make a difference.
But what about a 18 or a 21-year-old that can go purchase a gun that's mentally unstable and they're not living with their parents?
This is not foolproof. I'm just saying if we had to do something today, what could make a difference? What about looking at it like this? What would it look like if there were no guns? Because there would still be crime.
Correct. There would still be people killing people with knives. I mean, people have been killing people since Cain and Abel. So
okay.
I don't disagree that there's going to be violence. I don't disagree that there's going to be people doing stupid things. And there's going to be people stealing and criminals.
So if there are no guns, what steps do you take to lessen crime? Do you say no fancy knives, no machetes?
No. There's never going to be no guns. Like, it's just not going to happen. No one's going to take my gun. I'm not saying that we need to get rid of guns. I'm saying that there needs to be better control of guns, specifically assault rifles and all these pistols that people are getting. Like, there's no reason for a 21-year-old straight out of college to go buy an assault rifle. Why do they need an assault rifle? But yet they can. And then let's say they are mentally unstable and then they decide to go onto their college campus and start shooting. But they can still, they've never been in trouble before, and the people that are selling these don't know that they're mentally unstable, and they sell it to them because they're they're a U.S. citizen and they're registered, so like, why can't they sell it to them? But if there were no sale of these weapons, then you can't get them.
But yeah, how do you get from where we are now to them not being for sale anymore?
I mean, you can pass it into legislation that they're going to ban the sale of assault rifles, and the only people that are supposed to have assault rifles are the military. There's no reason.
Can you see any positive to an assault rifle if,
no.
say, if
unless the apocalypse happens.
If the criminals have them, wouldn't it be better for the other side to have them?
No.
For defense?
No, because if someone comes at you with an assault rifle, you're dead anyway.
Okay.
You're going to go run and grab... Let me go run and grab my assault rifle. I mean, if someone comes into my house, I can defend myself much better with a sawed-off shotgun than I could an assault rifle.
Okay.
Like, there's no need for me to have an assault rifle to protect myself.
Okay.
I'm not any more lethal with an assault rifle. I mean, except for at a distance. But
I don't think it's realistic to say that we're going to not have any more assault weapons. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. So what can we do to get closer to that, or to make it harder for these mentally unstable people to get guns?
Number one, stop selling them. You've got to cut off the supply first.
I don't think that's possible.
I think it is possible. If it's a national law that we don't sell assault rifles to anyone, that they're only military issued, and that, you know, they will not be for purchase anymore. Like, how difficult is that?
Okay, but in between, like, I don't think that there's anything that the average person can do. Like, vote, maybe, pick,
yeah,
you know, but, well, like...
That's not... We're not going to change anything about it.
Right. So, is there anything that you and I could do to make a difference?
I mean, the biggest thing is helping with the psychological. That's where our efforts need to be, is, like, these people that need mental health.
So, it would be, like, if we could make a test that was foolproof in telling you if somebody had the potential to be unstable, you just didn't sell them a gun.
Well, sure, that'd be one thing. But I mean, do you disagree that there needs to be better background checks on people?
I don't know what the background checks look like, but I don't even know that a background check tells you anything. Like,
so you should not be able to walk into a gun store and purchase an assault rifle that day. If you need an assault rifle that bad, you should be able to go in, find the assault rifle that you want, apply for it, and it'd be sent off, so that it takes several days for people to do research on whether you should be able to have an assault rifle or not.
But
that's not an unreasonable thing. If you need an assault rifle that quickly, then there are other problems.
That's true. But I mean, the background check doesn't do anything for me anyways, because what is to say that somebody, it's not just a first-time thing? Like, well, I just now decided that I'm going to go shoot up something. Like, so you're not going to find that in my background.
Agree. I mean, but people need to be vetted for these. I mean, anybody can go buy whatever they want to. You can go to these gun shows and get whatever you want.
So if the background check isn't what you need, what is it? How do you figure out who you can give guns to if the background check doesn't fit the bill?
I mean, that's the problem right now, is we don't have a good system.
So the goal would be is, I think, to figure out if people are mentally stable or not. Mentally stable enough to have a gun in short time as possible.
Everybody that buys a gun should have to, like you were saying, they should have to do some form of testing before they can buy a gun. Number one, they should have to go through testing to make sure they know how to handle the gun so they don't accidentally kill somebody. And number two, they should have to do some type of psychological testing to make sure they're mentally stable to get one. But will that ever happen? Absolutely not. Because the NRA controls tons of election.
Yeah, but I mean, if you had it weaned down to where you could tell if somebody was insane or not with just like a retinal scan or something,
that would be legit.
Pretty cool.
You should develop that.
We will work on that. I'll add it to the blog. But that's about all I got on that.
Speaking of dilated and fixed pupils, move into our next subject.
What is that? Oh, marijuana?
Marijuana. What causes dilated and fixed pupils?
Oh, well, that is for a different day. But, I mean, I think everybody has an opinion on it now, whether or not marijuana should be
legal or not legal. That is the question.
Hmm. So, I mean, there are obvious benefits. I think the main benefits are to the economy, since it seems like people smoke marijuana regardless, right? So the government would be able to tax it if it's legal.
So let's just establish for or against.
I'm somewhere in the middle. We'll see as we talk.
Okay, I'm 100% for.
For legal marijuana to all. For legal, even babies.
For legal marijuana to anyone that is over the age of 18.
Okay, so there is a little red tape there. You're not all the way.
I feel like over the age of 18.
What about astronauts in space?
That'd be all right, too.
Okay.
I feel like, so we'll put it this way. I would probably say 21, because brain development is much more crucial in an early age. And so, same way with alcohol. It's legal at 21. Why should pot not be illegal? I mean, legal at 21. I feel like that's an appropriate age for someone to make decisions about whether or not they're capable of maintaining themselves and not overdoing things, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think people grow at different rates, so the number is just kind of relative. So, like, some people might be ready for it at 18, some people 21.
Right, but let's just agree at an early age, at like 12 and 13, marijuana affects brain development.
Right, probably so. I'm sure it does.
Definitely.
What I would like to see testing done is more on the autism side, where, you know, these people who, you know, clearly have some anomaly with them. And I think tests have shown that marijuana eases some of that, at least a little bit. You know, maybe have prescriptions, or, you know, if it's effective.
So marijuana, from a medical perspective, would be the best thing that could possibly happen in the United States for pain. And it is proven over and over and over again that marijuana is beneficial for pain. Chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And opioids are a terrible epidemic in our country that are killing people. I mean,
I agree with that.
Opioids are closing in on becoming one of, like, I can't remember which number, but they're closing in on like top 3 to 4 causes of death in our country. And it's on the rise because of heroin and opioids. Pills that people are prescribing to folks for chronic pain, and they overdose. And nobody overdoses on marijuana. You can't overdose on marijuana. You can take a lot of marijuana and pass out.
Well, I mean, you can get paranoid and kill yourself.
That's different than overdosing.
True.
Different than overdosing. Okay. Opioids and heroin, you can actually overdose to where you stop breathing.
Okay.
Marijuana, you do not overdose.
So
like, you just think about if you know, 5 million people across this country are on chronic opioids every every single day of their life, and they stand the chance of overdosing, and people do it every single day, all day. Like, there are so many opioid deaths per day. And you cut all those out, and you give people prescriptions for marijuana, you control their pain, and you don't have to worry about them overdosing.
So, here's a question that I have on that. The placebo has been very effective against pain. Like, that pain and nausea.
For sure.
Two things that are super effective. So, you wonder why, if a placebo helps pain, obviously marijuana will help pain. And, you know, I don't know what that means, like, how we could turn that into a study or whatnot, but it seems like maybe there's more to that.
So, I mean, placebo definitely is true for pain, for sure. I mean, you can take someone and give them a sugar pill and tell them it's a pain pill, or you can give them a pain pill. The pain pill will definitely work, but the sugar pill will also work, and people will think that they're getting pain relief when they are actually not. So,
but they're getting pain relief. Isn't that crazy? Because mind over matter.
Yes. So a big portion of pain is mental. Huge portion of pain is mental. And if you do cognitive behavioral therapy for chronic pain, it's actually very effective. But the whole marijuana thing, I mean, you think about the amount of people that, so they know it's beneficial for cancer pain. Like, everybody knows that people that have cancer pain, you give them marijuana, not only do they have better pain control, but they also are able to gain weight when they've been losing weight. So unless someone's severely fat and overweight, then you probably don't need to give them marijuana for pain.
That makes sense.
But all these people that are elderly, that are on opioids for 20, 30 years, and are people that have problems with, you know, heroin or drug use, what's wrong with marijuana?
I mean, it's a plant. I don't really see anything wrong with it.
What's the difference between marijuana and tobacco?
Not a whole lot. Just the legality of it.
The legal portion of it is the big holdback. But, like, if you look at a cigarette is 100 times worse for you than marijuana.
But that's not the tobacco part. It's all the other stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, people smoke cigarettes every day. To me, cigarettes should be illegal. We know that cigarettes cause terrible problems, lung cancer, and all the carcinogens that are in cigarettes. Why are they legal?
Because people have the choice of how to kill themselves. I mean, cokes are legal.
So,
like,
why is marijuana illegal?
Huh?
Then why is marijuana illegal? It's a plant.
I don't pick the holes.
I mean, that's what I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I think the concern with the placebo for me is, like, if we know that pain is mental and the placebo is effective on pain, then there should be some sort of gateway there into training people how to overcome pain instead of having to medicate them all the time. I'm not saying don't give them marijuana. It's just, like, it seems like the path would be you can overcome pain eventually without that. Yeah. And instead of taking a pill, instead of smoking marijuana.
No, I mean, people take the easy way out, and that's the pill. Like, physical therapy is the best thing for pain. Stretching, physical therapy, acupuncture. I mean, there's so many different treatments for pain that nobody tries that are effective. And marijuana, to me, if they make it legal, it is going to be the best thing for medicine ever, because people can get prescriptions for marijuana that need it for chronic pain and that they don't overdose on it. I mean, to me, it's a win-win. Like, to me, it's less harmful than tobacco, and to me, it's less harmful than alcohol. I mean, we could get into this huge topic of, we'll get into that in a little bit, because
they'll just roll right in. I'm done with marijuana.
So I have one more point for marijuana that I think would be beneficial to our country, and you can look at the states that have started to that have legalized marijuana. Colorado, case in point, has made a ton of money on taxing marijuana.
Yeah, and that's kind of started.
And if you look into how much money they're rolling into the school systems from the taxation, it's helped out their schools tremendously, like elementary, high school, all the above.
But I would say that the more, like, yes, there's always going to be money in legalizing something when you get to tax it.
But if you
the question
get
is,
money out of it.
Like, number one question, is it right or is it wrong?
I don't think it's wrong at all.
And then if it's wrong, is it the government's decision to decide whether or not we get to choose to make the wrong decision or not? So you're saying it's right and the government should give us the ability to choose.
I'm saying that I personally don't do it, but I don't think it's any more wrong than someone smoking cigarettes or having a beer. I honestly don't. Like, you get impaired when you drink alcohol. You get impaired when you smoke marijuana. What's the difference?
The only other argument I'd have for you would be cocaine is the same brand of naturally occurring. So if we're going to say it, you know, it can be found in nature. So
true.
It must have some big time purpose. Then, you know, why should we legalize cocaine? Because, you know, some people probably would benefit from small doses.
Why do we legalize alcohol? People die from alcohol every day.
So, real question is, does the government get to decide how we kill ourselves?
That's essentially what they're doing with... if alcohol's legal and pot's not,
So you can die from alcohol, but you can't die from marijuana, or
you can die from marijuana by, like, being impaired and having an accident.
Yeah.
But, like, you can die from alcohol from withdrawing from alcohol and have a withdrawal seizure and go into DTs and die. Like, people become alcoholics and get cirrhosis and liver disease, and I have treated so many people in the hospitals from that. So, like, I don't agree with, like, I think you can question the whole moral, whether it's right or wrong, and to me, I don't want to do it, and morally, I don't want to do it, because I think that, you know, I don't want to smoke anything, because I don't want to get lung cancer. I mean, you can still get lung cancer from smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a choice that I made, that I don't want to smoke cigarettes or anything, but, like, do I think it's any more wrong to smoke pot than it is to have a beer? No. And I drink beer. So, like, what's the difference? Someone decided a long time ago that it was legal to have alcohol, but they decided it wasn't legal to have pot.
Well, I mean, there was prohibition times. It's probably just going to happen eventually. It's just a little slower.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, why? Somebody else is governing this. I'm not saying that cocaine should be legal. I'm not saying that meth should be legal.
So how do you decide?
I mean, technically, if we want to get down to the heart of it, we should ban all of it.
Okay,
that's the real thing. Like, we should, if we want to be, like, moral on it and even legalistic.
I don't think alcohol is wrong. I don't think cigarettes are wrong. I don't even think weed's wrong. I'm just saying, like, how do you decide what to decide if you're the person that makes these laws?
I think that's a great question that nobody, like, someone else is deciding that for us. Like, the legalistic part of it, if we want to be legal about everything, then cigarettes and alcohol should be banned.
So, I think the biggest thing for me would be, as a parent, your job is to teach your kids how to discern right and wrong, and they're going to have choices to make, and they're going to have the wrong choice to make. So, if you don't teach them how to make the right choice, they're not going to do it over and over again.
100%. I just have this problem with somebody saying that this one thing is bad because everybody has always said it's bad, but yet alcohol is just as bad, and nobody says a word about alcohol, and the fact that there are tons of people that have alcoholism and problems with alcohol. So, like, I mean, there's pros and cons to everything. I mean, you could go into any of those and say, well, this is okay for in a certain amount. This is okay in a certain amount, but in extremes, it's terrible.
So, how would you feel if we had studies come out in a couple years that said something about caffeine where it was as harmful as alcohol? Something like that. Does legislation need to come in and start banning it? Or do you... How would you expect the government to respond? Or would it just be like, we have these two things, they're equally wrong, or they do the same amount of harm to you, but one's legal and one's illegal until you turn 21. So,
I mean, I think caffeine is a drug just like any other drug. I mean,
so they're really just kind of all the same. It's
they're
just
all drugs.
The government tries to figure out which one's better than the other and say, you can have this, you can't have that.
Yeah, they tell us what's okay. But to me, I mean, I drink caffeine every day and I know I'm addicted to it. But it's just like cigarettes. If I drink caffeine every day and I'm addicted to it and someone says, this is not good for you, I'm probably still going to drink coffee every day. Like, because I really love coffee and I drink it every day and I'm pretty much addicted to it. Same way with people that smoke cigarettes and have been smoking cigarettes for 30 years. Like, they're addicted to them. Should they smoke cigarettes? Absolutely not, because we know what they cause. But are they going to keep smoking cigarettes? Yes.
But so, I mean, you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth here. You're a coffee addict. You're going to drink coffee no matter what people say. And you're saying coffee is like cigarettes, but the people that smoke cigarettes that are just like you drinking coffee, they need to stop because that's bad for them.
No, I'm saying, no. I'm not saying one or the other. I'm saying if we're going to take a stance on one, we're going to take a stance on all of them. Like, if we're going to say that cigarettes are legal and that alcohol is legal and that caffeine is legal, then why is pot not legal? Why is cocaine not legal?
How do you draw that line? Because I think, I'm with you, I think weed should be legal. But how can you say that that cocaine shouldn't be legal, that meth shouldn't be legal too? Or is it survival of the fittest, where the dumbest people do the most drugs and they die off faster?
But I mean, are the people that are going to do drugs anyway?
I think what you have to protect, maybe what you're trying to protect here, is the teenager that's going through a stage and just trying to get by and trying things. And the harder it is for them to try the crazier things, the more chance they have of making it to past that episode in their life.
I agree that things need to be regulated. And maybe it shouldn't be. This is why we're talking about maybe it shouldn't be legal. But in the same ballpark as alcohol, if we're trying to keep teenagers from making dumb decisions and protect them, people have fake IDs and buy alcohol all the time. People get people to buy them alcohol all the time that are underage, and they shouldn't be drinking. So, like, I don't know. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like, alcohol is not good to young teenagers, just like marijuana is not good to young teenagers. And they're both equally bad for young people, yet one's legal and one's not.
Well, I think it boils down to we're all hypocrites because
true.
We drink, but we tell our kids not to drink. So, you know, they're just like, well, dad does it, so I want to have a beer.
True.
And, you know, it's like... I think
where's
we have to start practicing what we preach. You know, dad's addicted to caffeine. Why can't I drink a beer later?
No, I mean, it's a valid point. Like, literally a valid point. But I don't think anybody has, like... It's like we're playing our... We have our own moral balance of what we decide is right and what we decide is wrong. But, like, what is really right and wrong? Which, I mean, who decides that?
Everybody decides it for themselves.
I know,
and
but I mean, like...
The government tries to protect as best they can, but they don't even know.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, marijuana is not any worse than alcohol, and the government has decided that one's illegal and one is legal. And so, like...
What I'm saying is caffeine might be just as bad, and we just don't know yet.
True. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The government has decided one is legal and one is illegal. And so... To me, it's like, I don't know. I see less side effects on one. So, like, I guess that's me playing the, making my own decisions about which one's okay and which one's not okay. Do I think cocaine and heroin and all the above should be legal? Absolutely not. That's me making my own moral decision. But, like, I do think that there are certain things that are more highly addictive and worse for you. And I think that chronic pain medicine and opioids kill people every single day. And I think there should be regulations on that. And there already are regulations on that.